So, hello, Althea.
Hello, Keenan.
I was hoping you could just characterize Justin Trudeau's campaign so far.
I'd say it's been flawless since January and a little bit bumpy before then. You might recall that he had a bit of foot and mouth disease right after the launch. Comments that he made saying that Albertans were ruining the country surfaced just before the by-election. A lot of people thought that he essentially caused Harvey Locke's defeat, but they were able to fundraise on that. So he kind of turned a minus into a plus. But, you know, people sort of thought that he might self-implode, and we haven't seen that happen. And since January, first debate, people are starting to pay attention to the leadership race. He hasn't taken the bait anytime Martha Hall Findlay or Mark Garneau has tried to, you know, get him on an issue of substance or lack of experience. And he's been pretty successful in connecting with people. He's traveling everywhere, several events, 5-6 events a day, private fundraisers at night. He's almost, I think, maxed out what he's actually allowed to spend. So he's out fundraising everybody else. He's signed up way more supporters than everybody else by the thousands more. So it's been pretty successful.
So in terms of his platform, like what do you have to say about his approach to the platform and policies?
Well, he doesn't have a platform per se, or what we would think is looks like an actual platform. But he's released certain policies. So he came out in the fall in favor of increased trade with China, saying that the government should move forward with the Sinuk deal, which they did do. He came out, I think even before his leadership bid, saying that he was against the Northern Gateway pipeline, that he wasn't against trade, but that is not a place that should be risked in terms of environmental damages. He's come out very recently with some pretty bold democratic reforms, so reforming the House of Commons. He wants to open up all nominations, I guess even including his own. He is in favor of a PR system. He's in favor of legalizing marijuana. So he's come out with some policies, but nothing as like a costed policy platform. This is a plan I would enact in 2015 if I were leader of the Liberal Party and Prime Minister.
Okay, so you just kind of mentioned it there. He doesn't have like a solid formal platform. Why do you think he's taken that approach to it?
He doesn't want to get pigeonholed. He doesn't want to give the Conservatives sort of 2 years and the NDP to find holes in his platforms. He wants to have as much flexibility as he can. And his team is also very inspired by Barack Obama's 2008 election win. They sort of mapped out their campaign in a similar way. What he's talking about is a bold, grand, his words, obviously not mine, but a vision for the country, a positive vision for the country. He's hitting on a few themes that we haven't seen him elaborate on exactly, like seems like they're going to go for more immigration. When he speaks to multicultural communities, he talks about increasing the family support category. So we have an idea where he's going, but we're not quite sure. But it's this idea of positive change. Justin Trudeau will bring positive change and mobilize people around that vision.
Okay, so
it's not a policy-heavy plan. And his team thinks that a policy-heavy plan is a bad idea because they tried that. They tried that with Stéphane Dion. They tried a 5-point plan with Michael Ignatieff, and Canadians didn't like it. So what they need is someone who can mobilize people, and no one really better than Justin Trudeau in this leadership race can actually do that.
So do you think the more laid-back approach is working for him?
So far. I mean, we'll see. It's one thing to sign up people. It's another thing to see if they register to vote. So we'll see what happens. And a couple of the campaigns are sort of playing little tricks. Martha Hall Findlay hasn't signed up any supporters yet, so we actually don't know, or the Liberal Party doesn't know, because actually these numbers are not public, how many she has signed up. I mean, you could surmise that she has signed up more people than Justin Trudeau, but it seems slightly unlikely. So it's too early to tell, but it looks like people are mobilizing, and you know, we'll see how many people show up to hear him speak when he comes to your school. but he's been getting, surpassing the expectations. He had 600 people show up in Kamloops, BC on a weekday. It's not really friendly liberal territory, so he seems to be doing pretty well.
Right on. So he said in a release a little while ago that we need a new generation of Canadian leadership. Do you know what he's doing specifically to approach that idea?
Well, he's talking to people like you. Essentially, he is the youngest candidate. He looks a lot younger than he is, but he's only 41. He's competing against people who are in their late 50s and early 60s. And he does, and I think some people do appreciate that sort of youthful energy that he has, this sort of, you know, sometimes he speaks a bit off the cuff, he says what he feels. But it's also strategically smart, because young people don't vote that much. So if he can bring young people to support him in the next election, and if he can bring people who tend to vote perhaps close more NDP than they would Liberal to vote for him, he's starting to form a coalition of new Liberal voters. It won't be enough for the Liberals to just get the people who stayed home in 2011 and 2008, to come back and vote for them. That's not going to be enough to even get a minority. So what they need is a new electorate, and you guys are that electorate.
Okay, so to reach that audience, he has a pretty big presence on social media and Facebook, and he's been using Soapbox to get people involved. Do you have any thoughts on that, like why he would be doing that and how it's been going for him?
Soapbox has been great for him. It's a program that Ryerson students actually created. So what he did with Soapbox is when he launched his Democratic Reform platform, he said, these are a couple of things I want to talk about. I want to ban partisan advertising, partisan-like advertising government ads. I want to open nomination. I want to get backbenchers to sit on cabinet committees. And I want you guys to tell me what, you know, you think I should do. And in the first 24 hours of that website being open, 25,000 people had gone and visited. A couple thousand actually wrote in their own suggestion, but he is able to mobilize people through Twitter, through Facebook, in a way that some of the other campaigns are starting to use social media. Like Mark Garneau's team has actually hired someone to just tweet and blog about him. But he just has, you know, with his, I don't even know what the number is now, 166 1,000 Twitter followers, he just has this huge reach that nobody else has. And he is starting to mobilize that.
Okay. So how do you think his vast online presence has been affecting his campaign?
Well, it perhaps more than anything just shows momentum. He's able to, you know, tweet something. I think today he tweeted a message about his mother and her battle with mental illness. And, you know, within a few minutes, 250 people had retweeted it. They're posting photos of life on the campaign trail. They're showing the crowds that are coming. Justin preparing for the leadership debate with his boxing helmet on. They're showing sort of the light side of politics and letting people feel like they're inside the room along with them. So you know, people always have a sort of voyeurism, fly on the wall type of thing of interest. So there's that, but there's also the fact that there's a momentum growing, and that's a theme that he's going to try to keep hitting on. And we've already seen in the last two leadership debates, talking about how he's so excited to be out in the country meeting Canadians, and there's changes happening, and let's all get on this bandwagon.
So what would you say is the main thing that he's doing to separate himself from the other candidates? Like, what is making him stand out the most?
I'm not sure that he's doing anything different. He's just having more success from it. Like, all the Liberal leadership contenders are going to local libraries, local coffee shops, Tim Hortons, Glad Handling. He's not knocking on doors, but he's out there meeting people, and they're all out there meeting people too. But people are actually coming to see him, and not that many people are coming to see George Takacs or David Burchie. And he knows that his main attraction is sort of this curiosity that people have about who he is and who the celebrity is, and will Justin Trudeau be like his father, and he is Marta's his father, and will he be the next prime minister? So that's the attraction, and he knows it, and he's playing to that. He sort of invokes his father now and then, but he's very careful, and I don't think that you'll see him really praise his father's legacy when he speaks to you, because he knows, he's very attuned, he knows who he's talking to. But if he speaks to, you know, the Indian community and the people in the room are about 50 and 60 years old, he'll talk about his father for 25 minutes.
Okay, so do you think that curiosity aspect, like you mentioned, is what's drawing most people to come out and see him?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, so many people watch Justin Trudeau grow up. People who are a lot older than you or I, who remember the day he was born, the day he was brought back from the hospital, his baptism. They remember a video of him running around 24 Sussex. They received a Christmas card with the Trudeau boys on it. There were stories written about Trudeau as an 8-year-old making loon sounds on the steps of a Norway museum. There is an absolute fascination with him. So people feel like they've known him, and because they've also been with him at very sort of tragic moments in his life, you know, when his brother Michel died, at his dad's funeral, they feel like there's almost an emotional connection with him, and that is something that no other politician in this country has, and that makes his appeal even greater, because they want to cheer him on in a way that, even though they may not be liberals and they may not agree with what he says, they want him to do well.
Okay. He's also said that he wants to get younger people more informed and involved with Canadian politics and help eliminate voter apathy, especially with young people. How would you say that's going for him so far?
Well, I think what we're seeing with Soapbox, and we'll probably see more of that after he's elected, if he is elected, on April 14th, this sort of engagement, asking people to take part in the process. And I think he's also going to try to mobilize young people to help him win the next election, in the same way that Barack Obama did. Like, I'm going to try to convince you that this positive vision for the country, and I'm also going to talk about things that matter to you. So perhaps legalizing marijuana is one of these things. But there's a whole whack of legislation that perhaps Generation Y wants to enact that they'll see sort of an ideal mate in Justin Trudeau rather than Thomas Mulcair. And he is going to allow you to go and convince your neighbors that that is the right course of action. And so, in a way, it's not just about suggesting policies, but also getting you guys to work for him to make those policies happen.
So do you think it's having a huge impact? Or, like, what impact do you think it's having on his campaign, then?
I think it's too early to tell. I mean, the only impact we can see is that he's packing rooms and that people seem pleasantly surprised. And maybe that's because he's lowered expectations. But people are coming out and they are participating. So he's having some impact, but time will tell if those people actually... It's one thing to sign up supporters, but if they don't cast a ballot for you, then they're not worth as much. And what young people have that older people don't have is usually time. So you don't have any money, you can't give to his cause, but you can go help convince other people that he's the right man for the job. So we'll see just how he uses this sort of new group that he's trying to mobilize and how they react to him. But I mean, by all accounts, you know, you look at him at We Day, you have his Facebook event back in October, perhaps it was November, people seem to like him. So we'll see what they're willing to do for him.
Okay, and on that note, and you said yourself, time will tell, but what is your own personal take on what's going to happen with the election?
The Liberal leadership?
Yes, sorry.
I think he's going to win. I'm not sure he's going to win on the first ballot, because the Liberal Party has sort of a double majority that they need to have. He's been very smart in campaigning in a lot of smaller communities, rural areas. He spent a lot of time out on the road and not necessarily in downtown Toronto and downtown Montreal. Ridings where he might likely win anyways, but every riding in the country has been given 100 points. And so he needs to win a majority in every one of those ridings in order to become Liberal leader on the first ballot. if he may do that. I think it's quite likely that he does that. But what we haven't seen is the only way for him to lose is for the other candidates to come out right now and say, we need to have an anybody but Justin. He doesn't have enough policy substance. We need to rally around another candidate. So if you don't vote for me, at least, your number two, if you vote for me, at least your number two should be, you know, Joyce Murray or Mark Garneau. And people would have to come out very quickly to start saying that. And we haven't seen that. Like, they're being very nice to him. He's not in a boxing match on stage. He hasn't had to really defend himself. And there's been no clip, you know, on any debate so far. We've only really had one that you can say is like, the conservative is going to use that in an attack ad. We haven't seen that. The Liberal Party, I think, knows that Justin Trudeau is their best bet, and they've sort of protected him in some ways.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Althea.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right. Bye now.
Bye.